I had to learn how to be more sensitive.
I was cutthroat. I was told to be honest. You always be honest. And I was even honest if it hurt people, and I really didn't care. So if when I was in elementary school, a little girl said, "You like my dress?" I said, "No, I don't like your dress. It's ugly." And I had girl crying. When I was in second or third grade, kids were talking about Santa Claus. I said, "There is no Santa Claus. My mother and father said that it was a man named Saint Nicholas. Him and his wife lived in Germany. They had a horse and a carriage. They delivered toys to underprivileged children who were poor. And they went from house to house in a carriage. There is no Saint Nicholas. There is no Santa Claus." I said, "They named him a saint because he was a nice person." And all the kids were crying. And my teacher said, "How dare you come here and tell these kids that your mom and dad buy your toys," is what I said. Somebody asked, "Show me a picture of their boyfriend. Tell me he is fine." I said, "What the heck? He look like a monkey. He is ugly." I said, "He's black as I don't know what. Ew." A couple of people showed me their boyfriends and I told them they were ugly. I had boyfriends that I told them they were guys I dated, told them they were ugly. Guys that I told that liked me, and he said, "Well, Joy, I'm trying to talk to you." I said, "Well, I don't like you because you stink. You smell, your breath stink, you stink, you need to go to the dentist." I said, "Your clothes stink, go wash your butt, you smell like piss and poop. Who wants to date you smelling like that?" In my adulthood, I told the guy the same thing. And I went from not knowing how to be tactful. I told off pastors. I told off bosses. I told off teachers. When I was in junior high school, I was in eighth grade. My French teacher was handicapped. He was blind in one eye and the other eye shook back and forth, side to side. And he had one of his arms, the fist stayed balled up. And he kept calling me another girl's name. And he said, "Joy, I know it's you." I said, "I'm sitting right in front of you. It's not me." So he said, "You're going to fail my class." I said, "How am I going to fail your class? I'm getting an A." So he said, "You're going to go down at least one mark. So if I got an A, I'm going to go down one mark. It's a B." Mm-hmm. Well, I was a teacher's pet in a lot of my classrooms. So for my eighth grade home class, I had access to report cards, everything, tests, because I had the closet key. And so I got the report cards for all the other kids. So I saw my report card. This fool gave me a D. Wow. How do I go from an A to a D? So I went up to his classroom. Mm-hmm. So he said, "You're not supposed to have access to the, how do you know what grade you got?" He said, "You got what you deserve." I said, "No, I didn't." So I got so angry, I punched his desk. I didn't punch him. Mm-hmm. So he said, "You got what you deserve." I said, "Look, you didn't know who I was because you can't see out of one eye. I told him. So I told him about himself, and he told me if I would have gotten my parent and have come up like a nice young lady, then maybe he would have changed my grade. But my mouth got me in trouble. And my mother used to always tell me that mouth was going to get me in trouble. And I constantly would tell people exactly how I felt. I told my parents how I felt. My mother said, "Do you feel like going to the store?" I said, "No, I don't." And she said, "You don't feel?" But she said, "What do you tell your mother?" "No." I said, "No, I don't." I said, "I'm your child. You don't ask your child, do you feel like, if you ask me a question, you expect a yes or no answer." Mm-hmm. I said, "But if you want me to go to the store, you give me a command and you say, 'Joy, go to the store.' But if you ask me a question, I have a right to give you a yes or no answer." Mm-hmm. So this is the type of person I was, child I was. But my crossover was when my dad got sick and ended up getting amputations and bedridden. And I had to learn how to be sensitive. And that kind of shocked my mind and my emotions that I can't just say whatever I want to say. Because then what happened, when people came over to my house and they questioned, "Well, why didn't you clean your dad's wound this way? And why didn't you do it this way?" And nurses and doctors was coming at me, and family members, and "You should do this with your father. You should do this for your mother." And I found out that the same way they attacked me with their mouth is the way I attacked others.
Mm-hmm.
So the cross, it was a humbling experience that I did not like because I was doing the best I could. So these people that stunk, maybe that was the best that they could do. Maybe they didn't have, you know, they couldn't wash their clothes
mm-hmm.
regularly. Maybe they had no running water. So I don't know why they stunk. You know, maybe, you know, like these kids, I could have been more sensitive. I need to learn how to be tactful. I need to learn how to say things in a loving and nice manner. And learn that each person is different. And I had to learn that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, you know, faith, temperance. You know, I had to learn all of those things, but the main fruit that I didn't have evident in my life was gentleness. And it, whenever you have a problem, there's a root to every problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the root to my problem was actually my upbringing. My mother spoke to me like that. She was very harsh and was not very loving. And that's why I turned out to be harsh and was not very loving. But I ended up learning that you can't, you know, you hurt people's feelings. I started getting my feelings hurt. After the first crossover was my father getting sick and dying. The second crossover was my mother getting sick and having Alzheimer's. And she wasn't in her right mind. And when mom is sick, it's different from when dad is sick. Because mom, everybody loves mom. You treat mom sweet. So now I'm telling everybody my mother's mind isn't right. Something's wrong. And plus my mother was the mother of the church. So she had respect from neighbors, family members, cousins, nieces, her own sisters and brothers respect. Now here am I giving her tough love. And people told me, you don't do this with your mother. And again, I got attacked. So then I learned how to be more gentle, and I'm still learning because you have to treat and get to know people. Everybody's different. And so maybe I need to come a little more calmer. And that's what I learned in life. That was my crossover from being rough and harsh to being treating people gentle and loving.
Was there ever a time where you were grateful for
being harsh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Felt good. Gotta get that stuff off your chest. It felt good. Because I'm not lying. It felt good to tell my boss off, not to, a couple years ago, but I had to pay a price for it. Told her she was a bully. And it felt good. I told her she needed some mental therapy for mine. And I told her she needed to take St. John's Wort, a herb that helps you with your emotions. And she is very, like, where other people can get away with stuff, I can't because of what I said to her. So I'm paying the price. So you do. So it's both ways. You feel good, but then you can also pay a price. So, yeah, it does pay off. It does pay off because I had to tell, when my mom was dying in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
I had to tell the doctor off. He was calling me every 10 minutes. And so I had to tell him off. I said, how are you calling? You call me every 10 minutes. How is that helping the situation? You're just putting more pressure on me. Well, I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to tell you what's going on with your mother. I said, well, call me every 10 minutes telling me that my mother's respiratory system and she's about to die any minute. How is that helping me? You're not doing anything for me. I said, don't call me no more. I said, if you can't call me between this hour and that hour, I don't want to hear it. So I had to be harsh. And it paid off because he stopped calling me at 10, 11 o'clock at night to tell me that my mother's breathing wasn't fine and that she was going to die.
Who would you prefer, being sensitive or being harsh?
That's a hard question to answer. Because sometimes when I was lenient to my family members when my mother was sick, I should not have been. I think I should have told them off and maybe possibly even had cussed them out. I mean, literally now down to the nitty gritty, use curse words and ask Jesus to forgive me later because they were so rude and nasty to me while I was taking care of my mother. They were very insensitive to what was going on. I feel like they don't respect me. You know, they figure I'm the youngest. I'm 44 years old. I'm a grown woman. I got gray hair just like they have gray hair. So, you know, that one, yeah.